Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 5th. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting 6th. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting 9th. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Roof and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Roof and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. North moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North scores. Baylor scores. McMullen moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMullen scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington is walked intentionally. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Washington moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe Decker now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing right field. Claudel Washington now playing center field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baylor strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Billy Williams. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Roof and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to third. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay scores. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Roof and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.